I guess, learn, it's a big school to learn the prayer of the person who made this place, and like we spoke before, it's the Gaon of Talmud. I'm going to learn two prakim, Ishar Aleph, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet. So he starts there. I'll briefly recap what he says in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. In Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, he speaks about the concept of Tzelem Elokim. He explains that the word Tzelem means a likeness, not in the image of, in the sense that it's a picture of, because there's no picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not possible to use the word picture, but it means a similarity in a certain characteristic. And he speaks that, he says, in Aleph. In Beis, that's how he explains it. In Beis, he explains the difference in Elokim and Havaya. The Shem Havaya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of existence, or existence innate. And that's only Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not B'Tselem Havaya. We are B'Tselem Elokim. The name of Hashem Elokim means the one who is, who runs the world. In other words, Elokim is God in the sense of the one behind what's happening in the world, and so on and so forth. So Yudke Vavke means HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is, in a more essential way, as the source of existence. That we have no shaykhs to that. But Elokim is something that we have shaykhs to. So Perek Gimel. Kain, Bedimyon Zeka V'yochol, Baruch Hu Yisbarach Es HaAdam. So it's that likeness that Adam has, V'shlito al ribe rivav and koiches v'lo mesei mispa, and made Adam the shaker and the mover of all the other worlds. U'mesorim b'yodah, gave it over to him. Sheyehu amedabe v'amaneg oisam. Everything that happens is a result of our action or inaction and so on. Imal kol prote tumes maisa v'diburov machshavos v'olsin ha'goisav he'iltoi v'chasoshon. So whatever a person does, acts, and everything affects everything else. Man is that nexus that everything comes because of him. Ki b'maisa v'b'dibur machshavos v'toiv, when a person does things that are good, that are right, who mekayim v'noisin koyach b'kama koyach zomus ha'yom ha'kadoshim, he's the one who gives existence and the ability to act. He's the power pack for all the different items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in this world that can benefit the world. We are the ones that give them the power to do so. Umozim mekdusha, and he adds to them a dimension of kedusha and light. So he brings a pasuk that says, Hashem said, I will put my words in your mouth in order to hold up the heavens and serve as a foundation for the earth. In other words, man as being that. And then Chazal, more specific, they call Tamir Chachamim Boi Noyech, they're builders, because whatever we do, we add to the world. Ubehepechas v'shalom. Al dei ma'aser v'dibur hashavei ser lo yitovim, when a person does things that are bad, that are wrong, he destroys a lot. So his actions affect the depth of kedusha in the world, the things that are happening to the world, and it brings a pasuk. It says, the destroyers and the wreckers will come from you. So the pasuk means Klal Yisrael. He means more specific. Anything that things that happen that are bad, it's because somewhere along the line you messed up, and you're basically getting a boomerang effect of what you did wrong. And you add to the kochos of tumah. So in other words, there are elements in the world that are seen as being negative. They feed off whatever bad you do. So when a person acts, let's say, cruel or apathetic towards someone, he feeds a certain kochos of ra, and it increases that in the world.
But there's a boomerang effect. So it's individualized, it's personalized.
It's a more general effect. It's not schar v'onish in a sense where you get paid. It's in general, and yes, the person himself suffers that effect. But he's talking about in the big picture, What once the world was set, what happens is in a sense a reflection of what we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, and we're B'Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, needs to intervene to change things. Other than that, it's going to happen as we feed it. That's the meaning of that pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam B'Tzelem Elokim. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa V'Chulu. So Adam is similar to Hashem, to Elokim, in that way. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sort of the source of all of kochos. Kochos means actions, activities, things that happen, and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that happen. Kain hishat yitzon yisbarach sa Adam shehu apaseach vasoga shal kam rivas alfe kochos v'olamos. So that's how he made Adam. He brings the next chazal, next paragraph. V'am chazal in Echor Abasi, it says that when Klal Yisrael does what they're supposed to do, they add strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it doesn't mean in an essential way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't gain anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lose anything, but in terms of the what happens actually in the world, if we are, if we do what's right, it brings about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what's good and gives what's good. And if we don't do what's right or we do what's wrong, it sort of takes away from that. And Ke'ilu, and he brings a Chazal, Ke'ilu, we weaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activities in the world, the way he normally interacts with the world is a reflection of the way the world is interacting. I would say a mashal, a good mashal, would be like a microphone. A microphone, the sound of the microphone is a vast amplification of my voice, but it ebbs and flows with my sound. And therefore, even though technically what you hear is the loudspeaker, but practically I'm the one, the loudspeaker talks or is quiet based on me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that performs these things, but it's all based on us, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides us, which is rare. Like it says by Mitzrayim and so on. He brings also a Zohar HaKadosh, which says that, same thing, same idea, that when we do good, it adds, and when we do bad, the Zohar learns it into a pasuk. And then, V'lechein Amal Elokim, the last paragraph, V'chein Belokim Nasechayel, Shepirusho Balakochos Kula Mekanal. Perek Dalet. V'zeis Teres Adam. This is what man is all about. Kol ish Yisrael, every person, al yomo belibo chas v'sholem, kimani ma koch lifol b'mais ha'shfolem shumin yabolem. Person shouldn't say, you know, my effect on this world is negligible, non-existent. Who am I? What am I? And therefore, what effect do I have on anything? Omnam, yovin v'yeda v'yikba machsheves liboy. He needs to, it's something that he needs to drive home. Shekol prote maisa v'dibur machshavos kais rega. Everything he does, speaks, thinks at any moment. Lo yisavidu chas v'sholom. They don't dissipate, doesn't get lost. Umarabu maisa, how significant is what we do. Umaoid gadlu v'ramu, they're very important. Shekol achas ola kifi sharsha. Each action that we do reaches a plane commensurate with how significant it is. I'll explain that in a minute. Lifol pulasa begavi meromim bolomis achzachas aris al yoyim. Let's explain a little bit what he means over here, what he's talking about. He's giving us a little bit of insight in how the quality of an act affects its significance. Let's take a simple mashal, and then a mashal a little bit closer at home, and then we'll say that. Let's take a simple mashal. If I decide to play with the faucet over here, and I do something and I ruin it, the water is not going to flow in the sink that I played with. It'll flow in the other sinks. I assume there's running water here, probably not, but whatever it is, Louis said it would be running water, that would be the case. If I play with the faucet that leads into the building, then if I make a mistake, then there's no water in the entire building, in any smaller faucet. If I'm playing around with the main and I mess up, then the whole block doesn't have, and so on. The higher up you reach, the more effect there is, because everything is a branch of everything else. A person, depending on how deep his actions is, it depends on how much understanding he has, how much intent he has. All of those things figure into describing the depth of what a person did. Let's take a mashal that comes closer to that, and so we can understand it in a more applied mashal. Imagine I'm running out and I step on somebody's toes. It's annoying. It's upset, and you know the person feels a bit upset. Watch where you're going. I'm sorry. Fine. Let's say that I walk by, and I purposely step on it. That action upsets the person much more. His reaction is much stronger, and it's because I not only hurt his foot, I hurt something in the person. What do you mean? You wanted to hurt me, and the person reacts that way, and so on. Let's say I planned this a week ago, that we're going to meet this place, and then I'm going to turn around and slam down really hard on his toe. That obviously has a lot greater significance than the first two cases, because it came with a lot more thought, a lot more malice, a lot more planning, and so on. How bad is an aver we do? So if a person grabs an aver on the fly, then, okay, it's got one level of problem. If a person has a lot of, he does it on purpose, it's another level. If he premeditates it and plans out the avera, that's even further. So the level, the depth of how far something goes is, and letov also, if I do a mitzvah on the fly, it has one flavor. If I think about what I'm doing and I care about it, has a second. If I prepare myself and I go ahead and work towards obtaining it, it has a third import. If a person really would understand it, a person would tremble. A person would be really, really, shaken. So when you think about what does wrong, how much destruction does an avera? This is quite a famous quote from him. We were talking in Kines about the terrible things Titus did in Beis HaMikdash, destroyed it, and so on. And he says, we look at Nebuchadnezzar and Titus as being low people. The depth of their person was nil. So just like if a dog were to wander in and do something, so it carries no more depth than a dog doing something. So Nebuchadnezzar and Titus could only affect the woods and the stone of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they were able to do it. I'm skipping another one, but he says, but a person should be really shaken, because a Jew includes in himself all the kochs and all the olamos. And when a person does something wrong, he's kolel inside himself all of those olamos. And what he does, he says, is a lot worse than Nebuchadnezzar Titus did. Because Titus could only affect the lowest worlds, and he affects something much higher. Let's take a look at one more paragraph, so we finish. Let's take a look at the end, the last paragraph. Last two paragraphs of Perek Dalet. Ubazeh yuvan akosov, it says, Vayitza Hashem lekim es ha'odom, it says Hashem took man and formed him out of the earth. He infused him with an neshama. And Adam became a living soul. So the way we read it normally is that Adam became alive. He was offer with the neshama, he became a living being. But that's not the way the pasuk reads. Omnam bikra vayhi adam ba'adam leiksev ela vayhi hadam. It doesn't say that this life force that Kadosh Baruch Hu made us living beings. It says adam vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Adam became the soul. Lezos hishmak nefashim in his bayah. So he says, I would like to explain that in the way I said. She'odom benishmas achayin shebetocho, because a human being has a living soul, and bechira, and a neshama, hu nasa nefesh chaya liberos in his book. We become the neshama of all the worlds. We become the life force. Everything in this world is it's like a mechanical mobile. It can't do anything. It has infrastructure to move in every which way, but it doesn't move itself. We're the ones that push everything. We became the life force. Just like our own activities are generated by the koach of nefesh, by the soul, we are the soul of all the olamis. So I guess in a nutshell, that is very much the yisod of that hashkafa, that Adam himself is the balance. It's just like when you have a huge, incredibly heavy device that's perfectly balanced on your fingertip. So every little move of your fingertip moves this immense machinery in many ways. Adam's neshama, nefesh, Adam's self himself doesn't have much power except that he's the power that fuels the world. And whatever we do has extraordinary significance. If chas v'shalom, we don't do what we should do, or we do what we shouldn't do, it can be very destructive. But when a person does what's right, even though I'm doing a simple mitzvah, minding my own business and doing what's right, I affect a tremendous amount. Maybe I'm not aware of what I affect, but the pasuk tells me that that's what Adam affects. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Spring over here, maybe that's the pshat with Hashamnu Mikolom.
Could be. Okay, yeah. Okay, put...